So I'm talking with David Downs, California editor for Leafly.com. And David, you've got a job that some people may be envious of, but in fact, it's a kind of a job that wouldn't have existed a couple of years ago.
That's right. With legalization and the decrease in stigma around cannabis, people have tons of interest in both the medical and the recreational uses of it and all the policy and health implications. And so there's a lot of full-timers on the cannabis beat now here in America.
Wow. Dozens? Hundreds? What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. We're still in the low dozens. I feel like my job is more rare than a Supreme Court justice seat at this point.
Okay. So let's talk about California and laws. Now, everybody who is involved or interested in cannabis might have thought, gee, the folks in California voted to make cannabis legal, whether you call it recreational, whether you call it adult use. And yet, city by city, county by county, almost neighborhood by neighborhood, there's been a kind of a pitched battle going on where people want to be able to buy cannabis or use cannabis, and that's not the case throughout the state. What's going on right now?
That's right. We're really in for the war for the soul of cannabis, and it's such a teachable moment in civics because every local community gets to decide their own fate with regard to cannabis commerce, and we're having a reckoning statewide as to what communities mean when they say legalization, when they say, oh, you mean legal farms or legal stores, and it's bringing out all these differences and bringing out some of these new alliances and ends up making strange bedfellows. And this is how the sausage is made. This is how democracy is accomplished. It's communities taking control of their destiny and deciding what exactly they want here and deciding how they want to move forward.
Okay, now one of the things we've noticed here is that, again, sort of city by city, a city may take a stand. The town of Sonoma has decided we don't want people to be able to come to Sonoma and buy cannabis here.
That's right. And, you know, we're seeing a common situation where California voters passed Proposition 64 by a margin of 56%, yet 80% of the state is banned territory. Places like Marin County, they also have zero stores. They're not exactly where you would think they would always be in terms of the will of the people. A lot of this comes down to traditional development issues. You know, California has development problems up and down the coast. It's hard to get a laundromat put in some neighborhoods. And so for many of these communities, the idea of a retail cannabis store is still very much a bridge too far.
One of the things I want to talk about before we go is the idea that the people who have been having the small cannabis farms up and down California, they are, what I understand, in great fear that the big players will come in and wipe them all out. What's the state of the play there right now?
Late capitalism is coming to cannabis, which has been shielded from the forces of consolidation and industrialization for a good part of 80 years. The big news this week is that Constellation Brands, one of the biggest alcohol conglomerations in the world, just made a $4 billion investment in a cannabis company in Canada. Major amounts of capital are moving into play, and traditional actors don't have a future unless they can tap that capital or start to work with some of these bigger players. The thing that's slowing this down at this point is federal prohibition. As long as that federal prohibition is in effect, most of these multinationals will be loath to get into cannabis full bore in America where they're actually touching the plant or that kind of thing. And so we have maybe 10, 15 years for these small players to become medium-sized players and starting to partner up to really have a long-term future in what's essentially a global marketplace.